What's going on? You listen to King Cam and Junbei podcast, and Junbei means message. This is season six, and you know I had to kick it off. Black History Month, African History Month, it's going down. Yes, I have the the garb and everything, but I am glad that you guys are here. This is season six, and so we're about to get into it. This is night school, okay? I hope you brought the school supplies. I had to kick off February. Right and correct, yes, I had to take a little break. I had to do teacher things. I had to enjoy my friends and my family and everything. So, but I'm back and but forgot my glasses. So I realized it was in my coat, but by the time I got here, it was too late. So it is what it is. But welcome back for those who are tuning in for the first time, and those who are veterans, for my veteran scholars and my veteran fam, welcome back. It has been a journey, has been a blast, and we're about to get back into it. But before we do, of course, as we customarily do, we set the pace and let's get down to the business, right? Yeah. So let me get my slideshow and PowerPoint on together because I hardly do anything without it. So here it is. Yes, this is King Cam Night School. This is the spring session. Spring session 2024. Happy New Year for everybody who's back. I'm glad that you guys are back. But what is this about? What is this about? It is an introduction to African history, geared for everyone, designed to foster a life of learning. That's what it's about. We are all learning together. We're all in this together. So there's no big eyes and little U's. We're all learning together. So don't forget to comment, like, comment, subscribe. We are back in the mix. So but yeah, this is for everybody. All right. Now, this one, we're gonna bypass the class introductions, but if you would like, put it in the comment, type three things that make you different. And what do you expect from me or from this particular course? Three things that make you different. And what do you expect from me and from this course? If you don't expect anything, you're not going to get anything. Yeah, that's what it is. If you know, because some people I know, some people come in, they jump in, they just browsing or whatever. But come expecting something new, expecting something awesome, right? And I expect great things from you guys. I expect great comments. The Njube fam, we gets down. So. I expect great things from everybody. All right. Now, this will be once a week. We're back. This is gonna occur once a week on we're gonna post on YouTube Saturdays and on all the platforms, on all the podcast platforms by Tuesday. So and we're gonna this course is designed to go over a few readings from Black authors from or very unbiased writers. Because sometimes some of our Black authors can kind of have a wrong viewpoint in things. So it's good to kind of spread this around, and especially the content we're about to get into, right? The books, these are some just suggested readings, right? And also, just heads up, I am a Amazon affiliate. And as an Amazon affiliate, whenever you click and purchase books in the description below, I do get a small compensation from those purchases. So I am a Amazon affiliate. So if I'm gonna talk about books, I'm gonna, shout out some of the good books, right? All right, so here we go. Basil Davidson's Lost Cities of Africa. We're almost done with this book. I have some other topics I want to discuss, but I want to finish this book. So we're almost done with this book. I think we're towards the end, like chapter 9 on out. So this is the anchor leg for this semester. This is the anchor leg, Lost Cities of Africa by Basil Davidson. Yes, he is European. However, he's pretty good. All right. And a lot of people will say, okay, is it other places other than Kimmy? Yes, and Basil Davidson does a fantastic job illustrating all of these places. Yes, it is dated. It is dated. Yeah, it was written and published in the 1950s. So some of these places, countries don't exist anymore. However, the concepts are still there. So check it out. Also, here's a new one, but a classic. For those who know, if you know, you know. Wonderful Ethiopians of the Ancient Kushite Empire by Drusilla Dungy Houston. This was written in the 20s. This book was written in the 20s, and it talked about ancient Kush. Yes, we talk about Kemet, but we got to talk about Ta Seti. We got to talk about Kush. Very important. Great book. Shoot, one day we may have to break this book down once again, right? But this is another good book. Check it out, all right? And for modern era, Walter Rodney's How Europe Underdeveloped Africa. If you want to get in on the conversation, you need to read this book, okay? A lot of people ask the question as to how come and why come Africa is like this. Their resources and people have been stripped, but this book is very thorough as to how and why it's been stripped. Okay, unfortunately, Walter Rodney, he was assassinated a little bit later on, but this book lives on, and check it out, all right? So these are the books that, suggested readings. Basil Davidson, Lost Cities of Africa, Wonderful Ethiopians of the Ancient Kushite Empire, and How Europe Underdeveloped Africa. All right. But what about the kids? What about the kiddos? All right, I got one. Here it is. Bonus. Boom. This book here. My parents bought me this book. My parents bought me this book. As you can see it, I'm trying to move my face. All right. My parents bought me this book. Tutankhamun and His Friends. This book, was a very impactful book. It was a blessing to me and my research, but I was between the ages of 11 and 12 years old when I got this book. So no, it wasn't deep or anything like that, but it was very foundational. So if you have any children that are interested in Kemet and African history, this is a good book. Check it out. All right. I'll put that in the description also, but check these books out. These books are fantastic. It's in black and white on the inside. It's in black and white, but it's pretty. It'll for a youngster, it'll get them started. All right. But that is about it. But before I go, because I gotta go, what are some of your books for this semester? What are some of your books? Don't forget to comment below or just let us know, what are your books? If you had three or four books, what would be your books? All right. But so get ready, bring your school supplies. We're going to talk about major concepts out the book. We're moving on towards Southern and Eastern Africa. So we're going to talk about key ideas from each chapter. What's next? We're going to kick off. We kicking off. This is season six, y'all. Wow. This is. Matter of fact, before I go further, shout out to the fam in the diaspora. Shout out to the fam in Africa, Germany. Yeah, we got some fam in Germany that's tuning in. Much love to the fam in Germany, California. What else? Brazil. Okay. Saudi Arabia. Shout out to the fam in Saudi Arabia. Shout out to my Cameroonian fam. You know what it is. To the Hausa fam, to everybody, to my family in South Africa, in Texas. I'm just glad that you guys are here one more time so we could roll on a little bit. But I have some other topics that I'm going to address, but I'd like to finish this book before we move on. But don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, all the good stuff. And we finna get down with the get down. But you listen to King Cam Njumbe podcast. Njumbe means message. And today's message is get ready. This is season six. Night school. You know how we do it. All right. I'll talk to you later. Have a good one. Peace.